From NPR News in Washington, I'm Louise Schiavone. The Labor Department reports unemployment fell to a four-year low last month and now stands at 7.7%. At the White House, Chief Economist Alan Krueger calls it more evidence of recovery. But as NPR's Dave Mattingly tells us, all agree much work remains.
Employers added 146,000 jobs, a stronger level of hiring than most analysts predicted given Hurricane Sandy and business worries about the fiscal cliff. And economist Hugh Johnson says if you take away Sandy,
it would certainly be a little bit stronger. The construction number would be stronger. The manufacturing number would be stronger. And I'm not sure it would be close to 200,000, but it would certainly be somewhat stronger than the 146,000 jobs.
The jobless rate fell to a four-year low in November, but the Labor Department says that's mainly because more people stopped looking for work. They're not counted as unemployed. Dave Mattingly, NPR News, Washington.
Fiscal cliff talks between the White House and Speaker of the House John Boehner continue, although after a phone conversation with the president, the Ohio Republican says there's nothing new to report.
The phone call was pleasant, but was just more of the same. Even the conversations that the staff had yesterday, just more of the same. It's time for the president, if he's serious, to come back to us with a counteroffer.
The speaker met with reporters on Capitol Hill earlier today, and after that, top House Democrat Nancy Pelosi spoke.
The only obstacle standing in the way of middle-income tax relief are the Republicans' unwillingness to ask the top 2% to pay their fair share.
Washington has until the end of this month to resolve differences before taxes rise and spending is slashed. Last March, a New York bus driver ferrying passengers from Connecticut to New York's Chinatown swerved and crashed. 15 people were killed. He faced serious charges, but as NPR's Joel Rose reports, today a jury has returned a verdict in his favor.
A jury in the Bronx found driver Ofadel Williams not guilty of manslaughter and criminally negligent homicide. Williams was driving from a casino in Connecticut to New York's Chinatown in March of 2011 when the bus swerved off of Interstate 95 and crashed into a sign pole. Prosecutors argued that Williams was speeding and sleep-deprived at the time of the crash, but the defense attorney said his client was well-rested and blamed the crash on a tractor-trailer that swiped the bus, causing Williams to lose control. The jury did find Williams guilty on one count of aggravated, unlicensed operation of a vehicle. The judge sentenced Williams to pay a $500 fine and spend 30 days in prison, which is less than he's already served. Joel Rose, NPR News, New York.
On Wall Street, the Dow is up 56, the Nasdaq down 12. This is NPR News. Several people were reportedly hurt earlier today when a strong earthquake struck off the northeastern coast of Japan. No serious damages were reported. North Korea is preparing to launch a satellite into space, but analysts say it's more likely a test of that nation's long-range missile technology. Jason Strother reports the North's young ruler is tightening his grip on power.
North Korea says it will launch its rocket as early as this coming Monday. Pyongyang maintains that it has the right to develop a space program and will put a satellite into orbit. Calls to halt the launch from the U.S., South Korea, and the United Nations don't seem to be having any effect. That could be because ruler Kim Jong-un needs to successfully test the rocket to affirm his leadership. According to reports here in Seoul, the 29-year-old leader is cracking down on dissent and placing confidants into top military positions. Kim came into power a year ago after the death of his father, Kim Jong-il. For NPR News, I'm Jason Strother in Seoul.
About 50 survivors were on hand in Hawaii today as thousands gathered at the site of the Japanese attack on Pearl Harbor 71 years ago. The bombing left thousands dead and launched the U.S. into World War II. Today's events gave a special nod to members of the Women's Air Force Service Pilots who flew non-combat missions during World War II. It's a girl for New England Patriots quarterback Tom Brady and his supermodel wife Gisele Bündchen. In a Facebook announcement, she revealed the couple's second child was born at home on Wednesday. I'm Louise Schiavone, NPR News, Washington.